This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on our great network of fantastic American radio stations, as well as on the satellite around the world. Special thanks go to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world, and our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, our border patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, too, for the great job that they do keeping America free and safe. And to all those people who are working right now on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and all those construction workers too, along with the bulk mail center haulers that are hauling the mail back and forth to the bulk mail centers where your mail is being sorted right now for delivery today out of your favorite local post office. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have there to offer for free. And joining us right now, we've got Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and good morning to you, kiddo.
Hi, Captain. Holy cows and holy cows. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, I've got so many shout outs tonight. Oh, by the way, I did not pre-announce this. Excuse, I can barely talk here. We do this once a week, and I usually do it later, but we've got Good Friday, so that's different. Okay, now, first let me go. If you're new, we do this every week because you guys need to be blessed. That means I put extra prayer on you all. So let's get with it here. First, Mike Gallagher, I'm tired of welcoming you in, so finally welcome.
He's here.
I've been welcoming.
By the way, his producer, Lance, is listening right now.
Okay, well, God bless you. I hope you all have heard. Mike is the true Christian, the real. Anyway, God bless you. Okay. Welcome you to our area, Michael Gallagher, and also Eddie in Reno, Nevada. Now,
yep.
I'm going to go out of line here on this because we've got so many new people. I'm sorry, I've got laryngitis a little. It's not. I just talk too much.
Quit yelling at the neighbors.
Oh, there's few that need it, by the way, but we won't go there. He's joking because he knows if you need it.
All right.
Yeah, that's true. But I do pray all day on my phones. We have to admit that. All right. Oh, a little problem today with it. But anyway. Okay, first of all, Gold Star, I always like to give one to the Tampa Trunk Club.
Yep.
James Stratton, you pulled it together. Whoa. I'm telling you.
Huge crowd last night. Standing room only. We had to create more chairs.
Wow, mm-hmm. that always makes me feel so good. And I know Flip is in that hospital just to have it all. You're having fun, aren't you?
Taking pictures of himself in the dark.
Hey, Flip, you're not supposed to do that. You got a lot of buddies, Flip. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You got a lot of people.
A lot of the motorcycle guys he rides with were there last night.
And you know you don't have to ask for my prayers. They're there. They are really there with that doctor this time, too. Because, you know, sometimes people have to have several things done before, you know, they're corrected, right? That just happens. But you're going to be okay, and you're going to be up dancing again, I guarantee you. Might not be tomorrow, but it'll be later. Anyway, hi there. And also, I'll never get all the names on tonight. So just know this, because I'll never be able to get it. Everybody who's listening in right now, I said everybody, unless you're trying to do us harm. You're not invited.
Yeah, we'll say good morning to Alan, Nebraska, because he just chimed in.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to, yeah.
Steve in Thailand, who, by the way, it's a Thailand, Thailand New Year, so he's celebrating that over there now.
Okay, Steve, you and your wife, God bless you. And by the way, she was right about Mission Barbecue. Yes, good place. Okay, yeah, y'all are always on my list, you know that. And but I wanted to add Mike because I've been welcoming him in for quite a while there. I don't listen to a whole lot of shows, but I have listened to Mike Gallagher's, and let me just tell you.
We'll be listening today. He's going to be right here in Tampa.
Yeah, and I will because of my health here. I will be here. And Mike, mm-hmm. we really do. I know you haven't heard this, but I appreciate you because you're the real thing. I know you love God, you love people, and you love the police, and I used to work for law enforcement, so we're just going to go there. I have a lot in common with you. Okay, now, I said Eddie in Reno. I'm sorry I'm having a little trouble talking tonight, everybody. Just bear with me here. Okay, and Professor Dan heard from you. You got to get out a special corner there where you can talk a little more. And then also, again, Gold Star Tampa Trump Club, to Jeff in North Sarasota, all of Valdosta, Georgia, a huge group, James and also Scott. Is he running for mayor up there, Scott James?
Yeah.
Okay, well, welcome him.
He's running for mayor. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. And then Jasper, Florida, hello to Dan.
My business manager, Kimo's on the air.
Oh,
he's listening right now.
I know your name, Kimo.
Hello, Kimo.
I think I talked to you once, Kimo, when the captain was ill.
He's getting ready for, he's getting everything lined up for Mike Gallagher.
Oh, good. Well, good for you. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a busy place in there, I'll tell you, following the captain, because the captain gets so many people, it's amazing. Okay, this show, people, I may not get to, remember, you're already blessed, you know, because I never get to all the names. I have to do 2 or 3 weeks. I've only got another minute here. But let me tell you that you are blessed, and there are many of you new people, and you truckers, you're so appreciated.
Sam, the paper man, got to say hello. Here he comes.
Hi,
Cat
Sam.
Woman and Road Dog. Hi guys.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I'm trying to help you out here.
I need it tonight. I can hardly talk. Thank you, Captain. And all of you, I know there's all of you are listening. You weren't expecting this tonight because I'm a little earlier because I have to do a thing for Good Friday. I'm sorry. But I came on anyway, even though I can't talk here. I'm glad you're helping me, Captain. But anyway, to all of you, just know you've been prayed over, meaning special for hours. And believe me, it was little interruptions today, but it doesn't stop me from praying. Nothing stops me. So all of you be blessed, and just know that we're all going to make it together. Sometimes it looks a little rough. Yeah, it is a little rough. But to all truckers, to all drivers, to all you people that are regulars on here, and Ed, the driver, I didn't know he was a firefighter, Captain, before this.
Yep.
And we did a firefighter thing last night, and it's a good thing we did because, wow, there's so much. Anyway, to all of you people who are firefighters, first responders, to all of you regulars, to all you new ones, the music's coming. God bless you and God bless America, and I'll get with you with messages starting tomorrow night. Thank you so much, Captain, and God bless you.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, we appreciate it. Everybody's been chiming in, and we tried to mention everybody that was chiming in as they were chiming in. And I'll be right back with more. Go ahead, Kathy, give them the phone number so they can give us a call.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and this is the Captain. I am Matt Bruce, and I'm broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. A special shout-out to all of our brave military men and women listening to us all around the world, and to all of our nighttime workers, too, especially you truck drivers out there on the highways and byways. I'm getting a bunch of messages here on the Facebook page. We do have the Messenger on Facebook, and a lot of people communicate with us that way, and I've probably got 300 messages. Is there right now, and I'm trying the best I can to try to at least say to you on the radio that I see you, I appreciate you, and thanks very much for all the comments that you're making, and we appreciate the kind comments. And again, for those of you that are listening, we've got people that are channel hopping, coming across the dial. Obviously, on I-75 in Atlanta, some of our friends that come down there, some of the truckers come down and do the turns. They listen to us in Atlanta, then they pick us up down there around Macon, then they pick us up again in Valdosta, then they can get us now in, Jasper, and then they get us down the line, Ocala, then they get us coming out of Wildwood on Tampa. Our 13, by the way, our 1380 signal, for those of you that are on the highways and byways, that's our big signal at night, has more power than the other stations. So if you flip over on the radio, AM 1380, the biz, right here from Fort Myers up just to about Wildwood and over towards Kissimmee, US 27, you can certainly hear us on that station. So a lot of people ask me, well, we lose your signal and so, yeah, well, that's what you do. Put it over there and you'll have it. Or just listen to us via the internet. Either go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, click on that listen live button that's right there, and you'll have the show live, and you'll have it all during the day too, because it continues a loop, replays the current show all day long, hour one through hour four. So there you go. Now I got all the bases covered. Now, you're probably not hearing anything about what happened between October the 1st, 2017 and March the 31st, 2018, because something very interesting happened. It was called the Inspector General Auditing the Treasury. It was a semi-annual audit. And in the first audit, the work by the Office of Investigations resulted in 33 arrests, 35 indictments, and 21 convictions. Now, what else was in the report that the Inspector General handed to Congress? Well, the United States Mint got audited. Financial Management, audit of the United States Mint schedules of custodial deep storage gold and silver reserves as of September 30th, 2017, and 2016, were made public. The gold reserves got audited. Financial Management, audit of the Department of the Treasury schedules of United States gold reserves held by the Federal Reserve banks as of September the 30th, 2017, and all of 2016. And that's not all this report tells us either. The IG caught a leaker, too. A leaker. Now, this was a complainant alleged that a senior staff member at the Treasury Department may have released information regarding the existence of a DOJ and Treasury OIG investigation. And, yes, it was an Obama appointee. Now, I can't tell you who the individual is because this is something that is being handled internally and they're not publicizing it yet. But all this was going on and nobody heard a word about it until now. And the swamp is, in fact, being drained. First, you have to discover the crime. Then you deal with the punishment. It's all getting cleaned up one department at a time, just like candidate Donald Trump said. Every department will be audited. Remember when he said that? Promise made, promise kept. You're not hearing about this. And I just told you. So, you've gained some more knowledge into the inner workings of what's going on. And the Inspector General's report on the Mueller investigation, on the email discussions about Hillary Clinton and company, is all coming out soon. And there's a lot of people that are shaking in their boots there, wondering what's going to happen and how it's going to affect them. Well, we don't know, and I'm not going to guess because you get in trouble every time you do that. By the way, Senator Joe Manchin, who, by the way, I believe the West Virginia senator should become a Republican, because here's what he said, quote, "I'm worried people think the Democratic Party has gone completely off the rails and they are about to get destroyed in the next election." Well, guess what, Senator Joe? You're right. As long as these people hang out there the way they're hanging out there with their far left wing discussions and plans and rules and regulations and trying to do what they want to do, Medicare for all that we know is never going to work, then they're going to absolutely reap what's going to come their way. And I will say this, Mayor Pete, as he's calling himself, is now promoting to the younger folks national service to boost what he's calling social cohesion. Now, he's talking about bringing back the Peace Corps and putting that back out there across the streets and states of the United States of America to help out, which isn't a bad idea. By the way, Bernie Sanders had something to say about Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. He said, "It's not anti-Semitic to be critical of a right-wing government in Israel." Bernie, you know better. Our greatest ally in the world is Israel. We stand up for them, they stand up for us. And for anybody to say anything bad about Israel, you have to understand the modus operandi behind it. Bernie actually, at one time, supported the PLO and all the different things that they had to offer. How'd that work out? How'd that work out? And he also urged President Trump to sign a resolution ending support for the Saudi Arabian war in Yemen. But the president yesterday vetoed that legislation rather than signing it. And Sanders also concluded his comments by saying that abortion up until birth is rare. It's just a political issue. No, it's not a political issue. It's a human issue. It's a humanitarian issue. Because Bernie, it's murder when you allow a baby to be born and set on a countertop or whatever it is you're doing while the mother decides whether or not she wants to keep the baby, who they can still abort even after it's been live birthed. That's not right in anybody's book anywhere along the line. That's why we have adoptions, and there are families begging out there to be able to adopt children. So why shouldn't they be allowed their dream rather than you putting up with the ridiculous statement that I just read here? By the way, I did mention the Mueller report is coming out tomorrow in the morning. We're going to talk to Denise Simon about that in the next hour, see what she thinks. There may or may not be some surprises in that. We just don't know. But the big report that everybody is really sitting back waiting that they think is going to be the bombshell is the Inspector General report now. Because that's got a lot more gist to it. It went a lot more different directions than what the Mueller report did. And it's going to involve some players in the game whose names you haven't had heard mentioned for a while on the Democratic side of the aisle because of what was being investigated. So it's going to be interesting to see, at the very least. And, of course, the steam will come out of the Democratic's efforts altogether when the IG report comes out on the FISA abuses that were done to get those FISA warrants, the lies and deception that were used, and the people that were the deceptors. Because that's where we're going to hear some names that we haven't heard mentioned in a while, some of whom we may not have heard mentioned at all. That's where it's going to get really, really interesting. And I can't wait to see what happens. Can't wait to see what happens. Now, Joe Biden, I believe he's going to run for president. I didn't think he was going to begin with, but now I think he's putting together the pieces to the puzzle. There's a lot of different clues that are coming along here. I believe that he figures this is his last shot at it. He's going to go up against Bernie. The two of them are going to fight it out, and they'll probably be the two candidates left standing when it comes October or so. Well, not October, sorry. Comes the last primary, September or whenever it is, and they have the convention. But anyway, that's just my thought. Okay, we're coming back with our first military and veterans news segment on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Happy to have you on board. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
French President Emmanuel Macron has promised that the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral will be rebuilt. The damage is extensive, but the outer structure is largely intact, and many of the most precious artifacts were saved. 50 investigators are searching for the cause of the fire. The French government said 20 firefighters risked their lives to save the Gothic Monument. In Paris for her book tour, former First Lady Michelle Obama addressed a crowd of thousands.
We have to believe in each other. We have to use these times to unite because Notre Dame will be rebuilt.
President Trump has vetoed a congressional resolution to end U.S. military support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen. Lawmakers do not have the votes to override it. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, we'll have Bo in tomorrow, again, from the National Aviation Academy. So, get your questions ready, send them to me so we can ask Bo tomorrow morning in hour number 4. Now, for more about National Aviation Academy, here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I got a great idea for you guys and gals getting out of the military. Those of you graduating from high school, maybe you're coming out of another vocational school and you got a skill. You're not sure if you want to use it or not because you hear that your job's going to pay $8.50 an hour or $10 an hour. How would you like the chance to make double that? Maybe even triple that? $50, $60, $70, $80,000 a year. Well, here's how to do it. And by the way, if you're in a dead-end job going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise, or promotion, listen up. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy and schedule a tour of one of their two locations. Now, they've got one location in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. They're increasing the size of that campus to take care of the additional students that are wanting to go there because the secret's out. And the other one's down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida market. In 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. I'll repeat that. Unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, it takes 14 months in terms of hours in the course. You get your certification from the FAA, and you got your ticket to ride. Now, what I can tell you about the vast majority of the graduates is that about 95% of them already have a job in their hand before they even graduate. In many cases, they get it a month or so before it's time for them to graduate, and they know exactly where they're going to go and who they're going to work for. And that's a tremendous advantage. Because aviation maintenance techs in this day and age in which we live, with all the modern technology in the aircraft, are definitely worth their weight in gold. It's a high-paying, in-demand job where you won't have any problems going to work anywhere in the airline industry. So check them out online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Now, again, that phone number is 800-659-2080. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you, because that will give you the white gloves treatment, and you'll find out what it's like to be a VIP, as they tell you all about what it is they have to offer. And you're going to love it. You're absolutely flat out going to love what they have to tell you. Schedule the tour and take it today. Now, the Pentagon is currently developing military options to deter Russian and Chinese influence in Venezuela. Denise Simon and I will be talking about that. The deterrence options are being ordered following a White House meeting last week where National Security Advisor John Bolton told Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan to develop ideas on the Venezuelan crisis, which includes taking Maduro out with the use of military force. Now, we'll see where all that goes, because there is a humanitarian crisis of immense proportions. We all know that going on in Venezuela. The United Nations is getting ready to declare just that. I'm not sure what they can or can't do about that. Maduro is still refusing to accept any outside help at all. People are dying. People are starving. Disease is rampant everywhere in Venezuela. By the way, F-35s have been seen in the Middle East for the first time from the United States. The U.S. Air Force most advanced fighter jet has, for the first time, been deployed to the Middle East, to bases there in both Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. And as was reported earlier in the week and can be confirmed right now, the U.S. killed the number two leader of ISIS in Somalia. An American airstrike in northeastern Somalia did, in fact, kill the deputy leader of the Islamic State group in the country. And that's good news there. By the way, a Marine Raider was killed. Two were injured in an accident during a California training exercise. Two Marine Raiders were injured. One was later killed after a tactical vehicle accident during a special training exercise at Camp Pendleton, California. Marine Corps Forces Special Operations Command announced that yesterday. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the injured Marines and the family of the deceased Marine, too. Now, officials at the Indianapolis VA hospital insist that they wanted to fire the administrator, whose mistakes led to the amputation of a veteran's foot due to missed home care appointments, but couldn't because the staffer retired before they could act with full pension rights and privileges. Tell me that's not right. So now they're trying to go back after them and slow up their pension requirements so they can prove that this person was indeed responsible for the misdiagnosis on amputating someone's foot when it didn't have to be done to begin with. By the way, overseas in Libya, constantly a group of rogue militias are preparing for war amongst each other to determine who the victor is going to be in Libya. The fighting between the militias has already killed about 150 people and injured over 1,000. It's going on all over Libya, which is one reason why we pulled our Marines out of there. You heard us talk about that a week or so ago. And remember the North Korean defector, Oh Chung-sung, who was shot several times but still made it to the South Korean border? His dash for freedom that was caught on camera and captivated the world, a North Korean defector being peppered with bullets as he tried to flee his authoritarian homeland and was rescued by the South Korean military and dragged to safety. Well, he doesn't hold any bad feelings against his comrades that shot him multiple times, which is amazing. By the way, the U.S. Army's aviation program has decided not to modernize certain platforms, but rather divest or sustain them as part of an effort to realign resources towards the service's vision for its future force. Now, the Army's program executive officer for aviation said that the Army's path ahead in aviation is bright and changing. Okay, I'll go with that. Also, the U.S. Army's fixed-wing utility aircraft replacement program is once again on ice, taking a backseat to the nation's major modernization priorities, according to the Army Program's Executive Officer for Aviation. And reports are coming from the Army that they were not so far, or not have not so far been, impressed with the lightweight precision munitions offered up by the industry for its unmanned aircraft systems. But the service is continuing to look for smaller weapons that fit that bill. Now, this is arming the drones, amongst other things, with smaller, lighter ammunition that it can carry and fly into war zones and do whatever they need to do. And there'll be more of that coming, too, by the way. Now, Jonathan Rath Hoffman, who served as the Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at the Department of Homeland Security, over the weekend was offered a new role as Assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs, and he is going to take that job. So, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan announced that Jonathan Rath Hoffman would in fact be seeking that position. So we'll see how that all works out, and obviously there'll be another new appointment being made soon. All right, and we're getting ready to come back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway report. So don't forget, we're going to take a look at the roads. We're going to tell you that there is some developing weather out there in southwestern Texas. We heard about it with Trucker JB, or JW, who was on the road. He said he saw lightning off on the Mexican side of the border. And that is definitely going to develop into something. So I'll get into all that when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, there he is, the highway junkie himself, cruising on down the highway and byway. And by the way, if he's out there in the middle part of the United States of America, maybe he's coming out of Dallas-Fort Worth, going north towards Minneapolis. Going to have some pretty clear sailing. Might have a few showers when you get up there in South Dakota. But if you're going that way. And if you come up through northern Iowa, might have a few showers up there. And Minnesota, some scattered showers there today as well. Well, not to forget about North Dakota, right along the North Dakota-Minnesota line, some showers all the way from the Canadian border on down to the South Dakota border. Well, let me read the statement. Because significant severe weather is possible across the southern plains today, and it's starting to develop right now. There are some watches and warnings out there. A Pacific storm is initiating severe storms as it moves into the southern plains today. Damaging winds, very large hail that could be greater than 2 inches in diameter across parts of southwest and central Texas today. Heavy rain, isolated tornadoes are all possible. And strong winds and dry conditions will also produce an area of critical fire weather threats in southwestern Texas, around the El Paso area, and around the Las Cruces, New Mexico area, as well as over into the southeastern mountains, if you will, of New Mexico around Rio Doso. So be advised. That as it stands right now, and we heard from Trucker JW on I-10 going east with the Creek Carriers. He was going through Van Horn, headed east. He saw lightning off to his south, and yes, I do see the developing weather that's there along the Mexican border. That is going to move across looks like it's going to come northeast out of that area and come right up through the I-30, I-20 corridor, skirt the Metroplex, might hit some of San Antonio, but be advised, you are going to have some severe weather there today. Now, you do have some rain showers right now, an area of rain, which is in northeastern Texas, pretty much along I-20, east of Longview right now, and it's going into Louisiana as well, east about halfway across the state, and a little bit of it is up in the southwestern part of Arkansas right now, but that is some steady rain coming down in that area, but nothing severe to report at the current time. Now, there may or may not be some severe weather developing later as conditions become more favorable. Now, there is just one area tonight of snow, and it's on I-5, Redding North, towards Oregon, above 5,000 feet. You've got snow flurries. Once you get above 7,000 feet, you may have 4 to 6 inches of snow up there. But nothing really to bother you all that much in California tonight. And in the northeastern corner of Nevada, from Winnemucca and Elko east over to Wendover, you do have an area of rain. So be advised that it's pretty much scattered through there, but there are rain showers there. And you'll be high and dry in Utah, high and dry in Colorado, Arizona. It's a little bit of rain in Idaho tonight, around Boise, scattered showers, and around Montpelier, scattered showers there. Central Oregon, around Mount Hood, scattered showers there, but that may go away today. You do have some rain in northeastern Wisconsin and the extreme northern peninsula along Lake Superior, Lake Huron in Michigan. So be advised of that. And one little final patch of rain to remind you that the storm that came roaring through, which is now in the Canadian Maritimes and moving over towards Greenland, one little patch of rain way up in northern Maine, up above Caribou. Looks like Caribou up to the Nova Scotian border. You do have some Maine up. Some rain up in there, so be advised. Now, Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, and their four automotive dealerships always bring you our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Now, they're making some real wheeler deals there, plus the You Serve, You Save effort as well. A lot of people are taking advantage. I am going to be going up to Moss Nissan today. I've been told that we've got a customer coming down from Dothan, Alabama, that bought a Titan, a veteran, also a first responder, got a tremendous deal, and he's bought a Titan XD. I'm going to be meeting him there to shake his hand. He's coming down because he heard me talking about it on the program, and we appreciate that. And his name is Warren. So, Warren, I look forward to meeting you today in case you're listening and headed on down that way right now, which you might be. And I'll be there around noontime. And I'll go up there and I'll shake his hand and tell him thank you very much. And on behalf of Moss Nissan and the Captain's America Third Watch, So there you go. And remember, you serve, you save. And he took advantage of it, and he's coming down from Dothan, Alabama, to pick up a brand-new Nissan Titan XD. All right, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
You missed a great event last night in Tampa at the Tampa Trump Club. We had over, let's put it this way, standing room only. We stopped counting as 250 people, had to create other chairs, had to take chairs out of the restaurant to try to keep people, you know, to where they could sit down and not just be lying in the hallway, so to speak. But unbelievable. Roger Stone really brought him out last night.
All right.
Yep, very much so. And it was very well appreciated. Now, I want to just kind of pick your brain for a minute, because everybody wants to know what Denise and the captain think when it comes to the Mueller report that's coming out tomorrow, Thursday morning. They want to know if we have any guesses. Well, I don't think this is going to be a report that we don't really know anything about. The one that I think is going to be the barn burner is the Inspector General report.
No, I think we're going to learn a good bit from the Mueller report. I think we're going to necessarily learn of the plots of putting operatives inside the Trump operation, how the Trump operation probably was not savvy enough to vet some of these people, including what I would say would be the Trump Tower meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to find some names in there that we haven't heard about before.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to look, it's not going to look bad for the Trump operation, but it's also going to make them look like, you guys were a little on the naive side.
Yeah, they got duped. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Now, the ISIS, listen to me, the IG probe is going to center more on the FISA warrants, correct?
Well, there is that process. But remember, Bill Barr has also said that he is looking at that as well, including how the genesis of the FISA, because that really authorized spying, if you will.
Right.
So it would have been a false premise, in other words, to authorize the spying / surveillance.
Right. Mm-hmm. So as a result, again, when the people on the other side of the aisle, the Democrats, are saying, what do you mean spying? And this, that, and the other. Yeah, it was going on. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's what surveillance is.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but here's the other thing. There is some validity, and I think this may come out in this report. There is some validity for the FBI to have done what they did. Whenever you get some clue or indication or tip that you've got a foreign agent of whatever sort, I mean, it could come from, you know, some other country that hired a Russian or an operative, the FBI is obligated to go check it out.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, a lot more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, including the new advisory group recommending big changes to migrant processing. What are they going to do? And are those buses on the way to California right now? Don't know. Kyle Warren says he hasn't seen any yet. But we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.